This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, joined by Dr. Caicedo, adult and pediatric transplant surgeon and hepatobiliary surgeon. Woo, that's a mouthful, doctor. How are you today?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here. Dr. Caicedo, tell us a little bit about the Northwestern Medicine Living Donor Program.
Then our Northwestern Medicine Living Donor Program is the largest living donor transplant program in Illinois and one of the largest in the country. We perform living donor kidney transplants and living donor liver transplants, offering a new option of life for people that otherwise would be difficult to get transplants. And we have a very comprehensive team dedicated to this type of transplants. And we have performed more than 3,500 living donor liver transplants here.
Oh, wow. That's quite a few. What can a patient expect when receiving a liver transplant? Can you briefly describe that process?
Patients are referred to us when they have cirrhosis with complications. Then part of the evaluation is to make sure that they need the liver transplant and make sure there's no contraindication for the transplants. Then the third question that we need to answer is how we can get them livers, and the livers are coming only from human beings that can be living donors or deceased donors.
Dr. Caicedo, why is this program so very important outside of the obvious?
If there's no enough deceased donors, and or the patient that doesn't have high priority to receive a deceased donor, then the deceased donors are allocated based on how sick is the patient, right? Based on some scores, it's called Mello score, that predict the mortality at 3 months. The highest Mello score is 40, mortality is 80% at 3 months. But the lowest score is 6, and below 15, still there's a risk of mortality in the nation around 15 to 20%. They need the transplant, but they don't have priority for deceased donors, and living donor offer the chance to get transplanted. Then it's important is because that creates the opportunity for patients to get the transplant when they really need it.
This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and I'm joined by Dr. Caicedo, adult and pediatric transplant surgeon and hepatobiliary surgeon. Dr. Caicedo, who can be a living donor?
People that are older than 18, up to 60. And age is a relative thing. You can be very young, 65 years old person, or very old, 35 years old person. Mm-hmm. Then age is part of the equation, but it's not all. The liver is the only, is one of the organs that regenerate in your body. We can remove up to 70% of your liver when you're alive. And if the liver is healthy, will regenerate, and in 3 months, the liver will be almost as big as before donation, for example, or mm-hmm. before resection. But if you are getting older, the regeneration is not the same as if you are 20 or 30. But the other factor is also, for example, weight or BMI. And if the liver is fatty, the regeneration is not the same in the donor, as well the function is not going to be the same in the recipient.
Dr. Caicedo, what are the benefits of a living donor transplant?
The benefit is living donor offers the option to get an organ for these patients and save their lives. And actually, as we can do the transplant before the patient is compensated too much, the outcomes are even better. There's new data that suggests that is not only similar, but actually better, and decrease the mortality on the waiting list, and the survival is better with living donors.
And with technology constantly changing, are there any recent breakthroughs or comments you would like our listeners to know about?
Here at Northwestern, with our living donor program, we started a long time ago doing, for example, laparoscopic donor nephrectomies, removing kidneys from donors. And, you know, donors usually, when they donate the kidney laparoscopically or now robotically, they stay in house 1 day after donation. And for liver transplantation or living liver donation, we were the first in the world to start doing a laparoscopic assisted right donor hepatectomy. That means a minimally invasive surgery to remove 70% of the liver. This is one of big surgery that can be done minimally invasively. And actually the donors recover, they can be discharged from the hospital 2 or 3 days after donation.
Oh my, that's fast.
That make easier for the donor the recovery, and we get organs with great quality to be able to transplant them and have good outcomes.
Wow, thank you, doctor, for all that great information about living donor organ transplants. This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, joined by Dr. Caicedo, adult and pediatric transplant surgeon and hepatobiliary surgeon. Thanks again, Dr. Caicedo.
Thank you, Beyonce.